Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you to share a few minutes of, well, some good stuff. So, Kim, what are you going to share today?
Couldn't have put it any better.
Yeah,
good job.
You know, it is what it is.
Oh, I think I am going to share Paul Harvey's letter to his grandchildren.
Ooh, that'll be good.
That will be good. We all know that.
We'll get to that here in just a moment. First, I want to remind you the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends an invitation to you, your family, your friends to come visit us here in Cherry County in Nebraska, North Central Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. International Dark Skies designation, Quiet Trails International, lots and lots of things to find out about Cherry County.
You know, it's been going on for a while because they have an excellent reputation. Actually, since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News. They've got all ag-related information that you need. It's timely. It comes out once a week. You need to subscribe. And anything hitting the news last minute, they have on their website. To find it all and to find out how to subscribe, go to tsln.com.
All right. Well, what Paul Harvey write to his grandchildren?
Okay. First off, I've got to give credit. Julie French, the KDIO, the main manager up there, sent this down to us, and we appreciate it. She's a kind of a regular contributor.
That's good. We like to hear from Julie and from the area.
Absolutely. So again, so from Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO manager, Julie French. Paul Harvey's letter to his grandchildren. We tried so hard to make things better for our kids that we made them worse. For my grandchildren, I'd like better. I'd really like for them to know about hand-me-down clothes and homemade ice cream and leftover meatloaf sandwiches. I really would. I hope you learn humility by being humiliated and that you learn honesty by being cheated. I hope you learn to make your own bed and mow the lawn and wash the car. And I really hope nobody gives you a brand new car when you are 16. It would be good if at least one time you can see puppies born and your old dog put to sleep. I hope you get a black eye fighting for something you believe in. I hope you have to share a bedroom with your younger brother or sister. And it's all right if you have to draw the line down the middle of the room, but when he wants to crawl under the covers with you because he's scared, I hope you let him. When you want to see a movie and your little brother or sister want to tag along, I hope you'll take them. I hope you have to walk uphill to school with your friends and that you live in a town where you can do it safely. On rainy days when you have to catch a ride, I hope you don't ask your driver to drop you two blocks away so you won't be seen riding with someone as uncool as your mom. If you want a slingshot, I hope your dad teaches you how to make one instead of buying one. I hope you learn to dig in the dirt and read books. When you learn to use computers, I hope you also learn to add and subtract in your head. I hope you get teased by your friends when you have your first crush on a boy or a girl. And when you talk back to your mother, that you learn what ivory soap tastes like. May you skin your knee climbing a mountain, burn your hand on a stove, and stick your tongue on a frozen flagpole. I don't care if you try a beer once, but I hope you don't like it. And if a friend offers you dope or a joint, I hope you realize he or she is not really your friend. I sure hope you make time to sit on the porch with your grandma and your grandpa, go fishing with your uncle. May you feel sorrow at a funeral and joy during the holidays. I hope your mom punishes you when you throw a baseball through your neighbor's window and that she hugs you and kisses you at Christmas time when you give her a plaster mold of your hand. These things I wish for you. Tough times and disappointment, hard work and happiness. To me, it's the only way to appreciate life. Paul Harvey's letter to his grandchildren.
I think we should make copies of that and give it to all of our grandchildren. Everybody else should give it to their grandchildren.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I had goosebumps through the whole thing.
I'm going to finish up today's program with a few of these tidbits from Rhonda Stern's Life's List. The greatest shot in the arm is encouragement, and the greatest problem to overcome is fear. The most effective sleeping pill is peace of mind, and the most crippling failure disease is excuses, and the most powerful force in life is love, like Paul Harvey's letter to his grandchildren. And folks, you keep listening to The Good Stuff, you'll hear more good things like that right here on your local radio station.
Won't be long, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of The Good Stuff.